The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Rose Vanderdell, Natalie Orenlichter, Wilhelmine de Jong, and they are all here on behalf of Common Land and Four Returns.Earth, which is an online platform for a growing community of people involved in large-scale landscape restoration based on their holistic Four Returns approach. And hello, full team. It's so exciting to have everybody here today on our Dot Earth podcast. Usually we interview one person, but here to have an entire team to be with us today is exciting. So welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. So before we jump in and talk about the Four Returns platform, tell us about the overall context and why we need these large-scale landscape restoration projects. And I believe that one's going for Wilhelmine's going to start that one.
Correct. Thanks, Matthew. Yeah, I think what we're the reason why Common Land came into being and why we started the Four Returns.Earth platform is basically what we're seeing is the world's landscapes and ecosystems are degrading at an unprecedented pace. And it's in our common interest to build resilient landscapes, to also restore healthy ecosystems and create regenerative businesses, especially for generations to come. And I think for us, now more than ever, the world really needs viable solutions based on social, ecological needs, but also science and entrepreneurship. So, and we really think that for this to happen, we need a practical approach, a holistic approach, and an approach that everybody understands. So, yeah, building off of this common language that we want to build. And if we want to create transformative change, we need a practical framework. So that's where the Four Returns framework comes in, which is essentially a holistic, practical framework, which provides a common language for restoration practitioners, so people that restore landscapes. And we believe, you know, in one generation, 20 years, we can actually transform degraded ecosystems and create a return of inspiration, social capital, natural capital, which in turn generates sustainable financial capital. So the Four Returns.
Got it. I love it. That's great. And I'm going to go off the script a little bit here, but I've never really seen a platform like this, and it makes complete sense. Is this something completely new? Is there any other organization doing this type of approach?
Well, I think a lot of organizations are definitely embracing this integrated approach of social, natural, economic, like the people, planet, profit. But I think this return of inspiration of using landscape art, reconnecting people to themselves, to nature, to their environment, to their communities. That aspect, I feel, is really something strong that we have, want to bring forth. I feel that's sort of our added value.
That's great. You know, before we move on and talk about some of your success stories, does anybody else from the team want to anything else to add there in terms of the overall context and the why when it comes to the Four Returns.Earth platform?
I don't think so. I think really, really nice. I said that indeed the return of inspiration is something that's really recognized as making us different from most other platforms and initiatives like this. So yeah, I think that's really the core of it.
That's great. Excellent. So let's transition and tell us about some of these success stories. And I do love that theme of return to inspiration. And you do have some success stories on the fourreturns.earth website. So would love to hear more. And I believe we're starting with Wilhelmine on that one.
Sure. Yeah. And Natalie and Rose, please add if I missed anything. But I think for me, the success stories are really, so we're trying this method, testing this method together with local partners in starting in four landscapes. So the Netherlands, Spain, South Africa, and Australia, and increasingly also expanding our work together with partners in India, Haiti, but also other countries. And I think the success stories are really that we're able to create a movement on the ground together with local people, farmers, investors, local government, anybody that has a stake in the landscape to build this long-term vision together and try and build towards that vision. So I think that the success stories are really a committed group of people willing to commit at least, 10, 20 years of their lives to restore these ecosystems. And you have, we very strongly believe in business-driven restoration. So can you actually create local economies of scale where people have regenerative businesses, regenerative agriculture, ecotourism, things like that. And I think it's cool to see that there are businesses popping up in the landscapes, people starting up their own business, selling essential oils or regenerative almonds or regenerative milk, grass-fed beef. I mean, the list is endless, and it's so cool that it's growing and growing, and there's sort of a creativity unlocked by just giving people a sense of hope and purpose in a world where there's so much to be overwhelmed with. I think that in general are the success stories we're seeing in those four landscapes.
Awesome. Awesome. Anything else to add there for the rest of the team?
Okay. This is Natalie, and I would say I definitely agree with Wilma. And I think what's great is being able to see what other people are doing and then learning from that and maybe getting some inspiration to be able to join a project in your own area or, you know, start something new, which might seem very daunting and difficult to do. And there, you know, might be little know-how on how to get started. And I think this sort of sharing and telling type of community platform can really help people get going on various projects.
Awesome. So should we switch over and talk a little bit more about the platform itself? Are you all ready for that?
Let's go.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. So let's talk more about the Purpose platform. And I know, Natalie, you were just speaking, so perfect. We'll just stay right with you. Tell us more about the purpose of the platform itself.
So For Returns About Earth, the platform was envisioned as an online community. So I think like a sharing and storytelling platform for practitioners or professionals or other people basically interested in landscape restoration or involved with it, and who are also interested in using common lands in the more general holistic for returns approach, with which Wilhelmine was talking about earlier. And this actually came about from an organization called Enable, which is the European Network for the Advancement of Business and Landscape Education, which was, yeah, like a learning and exchange, sort of a knowledge sharing organization. And, you know, there was this idea that there should be this platform to share landscape restoration, sort of all of these different things, so stories and tools, and also create an organizational map and have a community of users who would be able to message each other and learn from each other and maybe even start projects together. So the basic usability of the platform is that people can make a profile and they could join different groups and they can put their story up for their project that they're working on. And so that was sort of the beginning of the platform. And I think what we're hoping is that the platform will continue to grow and get bigger and have more features and more partners together on it, and that this platform will be used for the upcoming UN Decade on Ecosystem Restoration, which is from 2021 to 2030, which is about, you know, preventing, halting, and reversing ecosystem degradation worldwide. And yeah, I think we've positioned this platform along with some other partner organizations we really want this platform to, you know, take a role in that decade, the UN decade. And then also, I think, yeah, just in general, the Four Returns platform is supposed to be a like-minded global community where you can go and you can share and you can learn from other people. And yeah, you can put your story out there and you can also gain benefit from different tools, different ideas, different connections. So to me, that's a rundown of what the purpose of the Four Returns.earth is.
That's awesome. Great insights there. And then let's switch over to Rose. And Rose, tell us more about the content platform side of things.
Yeah, sure. So the content of the platform is very diverse. There are several features. First of all, there are the stories, landscape stories. These are really stories from all over the world on people that are restoring landscapes at a large scale. So that could be anyone, organizations, farmers, businesses, nature organizations, investors, governments, civil society. So anyone that's involved in landscape restoration can read and also share stories on the platform. So this is really meant as the inspiration. But then there's also a more technical part of the platform where the tools can be shared and managed. And these are really tools that can guide the way to landscape restoration. So they can really decrease the threshold for people to start working on landscape restoration, but also to give them the right tools to be able to do it. And these are both quite technical tools, but can also be, for example, discussion aids or more creative tools. So it's very diverse. And then also the platform hosts several MOOCs or massive online open courses. on landscape restoration, how to create a business model for landscape restoration. So these are MOOCs that you can enroll in through the platform and then also find like-minded people that are learning together. And I think what makes the platform really unique is that it doesn't only offer information and tools, but also really, it's also really a social platform. So it really connects people. So anyone can make a profile. And if you have this profile or this membership, then you get a lot of new benefits. For example, you can plot yourself on the regeneration world map that we have, which is a map with all members and organizations that are connected to the platform. So you can really put yourself on the map. You can also personalize the knowledge fields on the platform, which can really help you to find information on your specific interests. You can add your own stories, organization, or toolbox items to the site. And you can also meet other members and profit from their knowledge. So it's really meant as a, you can send messages to each other. You can connect. You can find people that have the same interests or knowledge fields. And then you can connect to them about a certain topic. So yeah, I think in summary, it's really a combination of these inspirational and more technical tools combined with this community.
That's great. Awesome insights there about the overall platform. Let's switch and we'll stick with Rose. So Rose, your website is 4, number 4, returns.earth. Why did you all choose to use a .earth domain name?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it really resonates with our ambitions. So we always say that we're not only dreamers, we're also doers. So together with our partners, we're really committed to transforming 100 million hectares of degraded land into thriving ecosystems and communities by 2040. So that's a very ambitious goal. It's the area twice the size of Spain. So yeah, I think that we're very ambitious in terms of holistic landscape restoration, but we also think that it's achievable. And I think the .earth domain really resonates with that ambition because it entails the full earth and it also makes it, let's say, accessible to anyone that's basically restoring any part of the earth. So I think it was perfect for us.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you for those insights there. Now we are at the future focus. And what is the future focus for returns? And I know for this one, we designated it. This is an open question. So whoever wants to jump in first can go for it.
Yeah, sure. No, I think, there's so much going on. We have climate change. We have rising inequality. We have people moving out of rural areas into the cities. There's so many concurrent processes at the same time that are sometimes hard to get a hold of. But I really feel like this holistic approach provides so many practical ways forward to regenerate communities, create, healthy living environment also in the rural areas, that in the coming 10, 20 years, we're really committed in the long run. We're always thinking in 20 years ahead. So I think there's just a lot of work ahead for us. And we really want to play an enabling role, a facilitating role. When you talk about skill, you can think of a large company or a wealthy company. But in terms of skill, you can also think about a multitude of organizations, people working on things. So the more regenerative businesses there are, the better. The more organizations that are doing this, the better. So we're really trying to, as an organization, step away from our ego and branding as an organization in service of the movement. And that's what we'll continue to be doing, is to create this movement, irrespective of if it's people picking up, pieces themselves or if we help them with it. It's just creating as much movement as possible because we need it.
Excellent. That's great. Any other thoughts there, team, on the future?
Yeah, I think indeed the core is really this. I think we have kind of this unique combination of being humble, and that's, we don't necessarily have to be on the forefront ourselves. We're really serving the purpose. So I think a combination of humbleness and a strong ambition, I hope will accelerate the platform or the purpose of the platform at least.
That's perfect. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Rose Vanderdell, Natalie Oren-Lichter, and Wilhelmine de Jong, who are all here on behalf of Common Land and 4returns.Earth, which, as we discussed, is an online platform for a growing community of people involved in large-scale landscape restoration based on their specialized holistic 4Returns approach. And Rose, Natalie, and Wilhelmine, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.